Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Of course, we hear about ethics in school and scripture and what's going on there and all of that. Well, there's this great website. It's just gone up called YSRE, as in whysre.com.au, which you can pop in your smartphone if you're on the way to work now, as we have a conversation with Marshall Ballantyne-Jones from YouthWorks and also from CEP, one of the great organisations put together resources for scripture and so forth. So good morning to you, Marshall.
Good day, Aaron. Hey, Ellen.
Hey, morning, Marshall.
Recap for us the situation. So ethics in schools, it looks like it's here to stay, as is scripture. Set it up for us.
That's right. As a lot of people are aware, the New South Wales State Government passed a law just before Christmas to push through ethics as a legitimate alternative to SRE, and in the proceed help secure SRE as a stable provision for state schools. And so we realised in the aftermath of, I guess, the big long debate about whether ethics really should be competing with Christian SRE and special religious education, that a lot of parents in the schools just don't know what SRE is anymore. And so we thought it was very important to put information out there so that they can actually have an objective view of it and see that it's really beneficial for their kids.
So what sort of stuff do you encourage your scripture teachers to do in the classroom?
Well, in the classroom, all scripture teachers are, in one sense, bound by the rules of the Department of Education. They do have to teach a set syllabus, and a syllabus that's been approved by a formal religious institution. So if it's Catholic, it's Catholic instituted material, and then if it's Protestant, well, then different denominations have their stuff. And we at YouthWorks provide material under the title Connect, and that's really what governs what they teach. But it's really stuff that's accessible to the kids, it's relevant, it's exciting, it's biblical, Bible-based, teaches them in part the story of Jesus in the Bible and how that relates to people today. But more broadly, it provides for kids a real basis for working through life, from ethics and moral frameworks, a pastoral avenue, helping them be educated about the world they live in, and giving them a place to get some answers to lots of tough questions and so forth.
I think there's an important point to make in all of this, that there is a lot of effort and work and preparation that goes into scripture classes and the curriculum that goes into it. It's not just a lovely person, you know, a lovely old lady just sitting in front of a class with a flannel board reading the Bible. There's significant, and also there's training now for scripture teachers. Is that correct?
Training and curriculum are both, a lot of resources go into it. So I mentioned last time that very recently YouthWorks did some SRE teacher training at three different conferences, and we had around 700 teachers attend that for the beginning of the year training, which is just terrific. Now, compared to the 70 to 90 ethics teachers that getting a lot of publicity in the press, we really have a huge army of volunteers, and it's not just that they're keen to go out in the classes, they really do work hard at being skillful at what they do, being good teachers, being up to date with modern teaching methods, as well as being really familiar with the excellent material. And the material and resources we provide are well-researched, prepared by people with excellent teaching background, and they work very well in the classroom, and all our users are terrifically pleased with that material.
No fuzzy felt animals going in two by two, huh?
Not quite like that, no.
I mean, I think it's really important for us to address this, because there's a lot of, just thoughts and uneducated thoughts on what scripture actually is in school and the shape of it and whether it's really relevant anymore. And I guess that's why it's important to have this website with lots of different information for schools and also for families, ysre.com.au. Tell us a little bit about this and why you chose to set it up this way.
We really designed this website for the parents who aren't churchgoers, just normal parents in schools. It's an information site to give them the best picture of what's going to happen if their kids go to SRE. We really want to show them that SRE is beneficial for their children. It's not about brainwashing or indoctrination. There's a lot of myth about that. Nowhere in SRE do people try and force their kids to believe in the Christian faith, but what we do is put the best information out there for the kids to work through and help them arrive at a position themselves at a time when they're mature to do that. And parents need to see that what it offers their children is extremely beneficial. It will shape their character. It will help them be stable. It will give them support. A lot of kids have very messed up family backgrounds, a lot of difficulties to deal with at home. Schools try the best they can to support them, but this is just another excellent avenue to help support kids in those tough times. And so if parents knew that this is a facility for their kids, for their kids' welfare, and I reckon that a lot more of them would be much more positive in sending them to SRE. So that's
great.
The purpose.
Well, I hope the website and that kind of transparency, I can't say the word, transparency is going to dispel some myths around what you do and provide some really useful information to parents. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Marshall Ballantyne-Jones from YouthWorks and also from CEP, one of the groups that make up resources for Scripture in Schools, ysre.com.au if you want to find out more, but also pass it on to people asking questions when you pick up your kids after school. What are they doing Scripture anyway? Or whatever. That's a website to go to get some information.
If you can hear a bit of tap, tappity, tap in the background, that's me putting it up on the Aaron and Helen Facebook page right now.
There you go, whysre.com.au.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.